In the tragic events that unfolded in Dallas when President Kennedy was assassinated, we may forget that a police officer lost his life in pursuit of the suspect. Eugene Boone knew that officer, and today we look back at his life and the investigation that unfolded that fateful day. It's this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher, and like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that, and that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. It helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. Are you protected from a ransomware attack? Do you have protection when leasing your ground? We've created short videos to answer those questions and many more. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew, where I host short shows on many topics to help us see what we may have overlooked.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In the fall of 1963, Eugene Boone was a deputy sheriff for Dallas County, Texas. He was familiar with many of the officers who worked in the city.
I also knew J.D. Tippett. I didn't know him well. At that time, he'd been a 10 or 11-year veteran of the Dallas Police Department. I knew him to be very conscientious.
Soon after President Kennedy was shot on the afternoon of November 22nd, an all-points bulletin went out to officers to be on the lookout for a man who had disappeared from the Texas School Book Depository.
They gave a brief description of what he looked like, and I believe that J.D. saw somebody that looked like the description that came over the police radio. I don't believe he in any way thought in his wildest imagination that that was the assassin of President Kennedy.
Boone says he has good reason to believe Tippett had no idea who he was about to stop and question.
The snap on his holster on his gun was not even undone when he was killed. I believe he just answered he saw him. It was a general description. He got out to investigate.
Boone can understand what may have been going through both men's minds at the time of the encounter.
Most of the time when you stop somebody or start to talk to somebody about that and you're in law enforcement, they think you're stopping them for the worst thing that they have done. And so that's when Oswald shot him in front of his patrol car.
Eugene Boone served as a sheriff's deputy for 10 years. He spent most of the rest of his career working with children's homes, helping kids who needed someone to make a difference in their life. Traveling the countryside in Dallas, Texas. I'm Andrew McCrae.